for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zerer.
Our guest today is James Owen, and James is the executive director of an organization called Renew Missouri. James, welcome to our show this morning.
Lois, thank you. It's great to be here.
Can you tell me exactly what is Renew Missouri?
Renew Missouri is a 501c3 group. We do statewide advocacy for policies that promote renewable energy as well as energy efficiency. We work in the legislature. We work in Jefferson City. We work before regulators who set the rates for utility companies. And we also work in city halls and county governments all across the state of Missouri.
So this is statewide. It's Kansas City, St. Louis, as well as Southwest Missouri, right?
That's correct. And even though I've got a soft spot for Southwest Missouri because I am from there and lived in Springfield for a very long time, we do our advocacy in all corners of the state.
Well, that's great. Tell me, what state agencies, you mentioned working with the legislators, what state agencies do you interact with?
Primarily, we are in front of the Public Service Commission, which is a group of five policymakers who are appointed by the governor and approved by the Senate, who hear rate cases and hear general matters involving investor-owned utilities and how they interact with the public, with their ratepayers. The important thing to distinguish there is that they are investor-owned utilities that are regulated by this group. That doesn't include city utilities in Springfield, which is a municipal. It does not include rural electric co-ops, which cover a lot of Southwest Missouri. But it does cover Empire Electric, who does have a significant service area in Southwest Missouri. They're based out of Joplin. So that's through the Public Service Commission. That's who they regulate. And we also work with the Division of Energy, which is a part of the Department of Economic Development. And, you know, we also work a lot with lawmakers in the House and Senate, as well as the governor's office.
Do you provide any services for consumers, or that's not part of your goals or objectives? Or how do you interact with consumers?
To the general extent that we provide a lot of education to the public, and in addition to working on these specific policies for renewable energy and energy efficiency, we do a lot of work with low-income consumer groups. Energy efficiency is a big element of what some of these community action agencies do. OCAC is an example of that, some of the great work they do down there in Southwest Missouri. But mainly, yes, we do try to let people know what their options are and what policies are going to be good for them as far as giving them choices with the type of energy they are able to take advantage of. So it's more of an educational aspect.
Well, and one of the educational aspects is being more efficient first, and, you know, reducing your energy usage is an important part of all the process, too.
That's right. You know, it doesn't really matter where you get your power, whether it's from coal or nuclear, wind or solar. If you're not using it efficiently, it's not going to really ultimately be good for you or for your neighbors or for the state in general.
When I think of renewable energy, my first thought is solar and putting solar panels on my house or something like that. And then I'm hearing more and more about wind energy. Is that basically what we have in Missouri?
Wind has become a really big option, you know, not just for utilities here in the state, but also for smaller customers as well. Wind power is incredibly cheap right now. Wind power is seeing a resurgence because you've got tax credits that are going to allow people to take advantage of investing in that kind of work. But in addition to solar and wind, you also have geothermal options. You have more of those in the southeast part of the state, where you're able to take care of heated, you're able to take advantage of heated water from the ground. But also, more important to Missouri, the law does define water, hydroelectric production, which is what you'd see at Bagnell Dam or on the Missouri River. It defines that as renewable as well. We tend to focus more on wind and solar, but those are other options out there as well.
Do you find different concerns around the state? You say you deal with folks in St. Louis and Kansas City as, and lots of rural areas of Missouri as well. Do people have different concerns, or is it pretty much everybody's concerned about efficiency and what can they gain by solar power, or how can they access wind power, those kind of things?
Ultimately, whether you're served by an investor-owned utility like Empire or a rural electric cooperative or a municipal utility like CU, your thought is, I want my power to work and I want it to be cheap. And a lot of people think that they don't have any control over either one of those aspects of what is a very basic part of everyone's life. Everyone has to pay a utility bill. Policies that we are promoting, not just in front of the legislature, but also in front of the Public Service Commission, is giving people options, giving people choices. If people have the ability to have a neighborhood that's powered by solar, or have a business that's powered by solar, or have a large industrial customer powered by wind, like you see in Iowa, where Apple and Amazon and Facebook are moving their facilities because they're able to have their own wind farms, which right now in Missouri they can't have. If you look at how that aspect of where your power comes from, that makes things very competitive. And while utilities are normally seen as a monopoly, technology and these renewable energies are making that less and less of a requirement under the law and gives more destiny back to customers. You have more of a free market opportunity here. You have more choice.
Well, that's very important. We're kind of closing in on our time here, but I wanted to ask you very quickly. We have a legislative session coming up in a few weeks. Can you mention one or two priorities for this session?
Well, I think one of the biggest priorities of a lot of people involved with energy policy is trying to figure out a way that we can update and modernize the grid. That's a big question as far as security of the grid in regards to, you know, cyber attacks, natural disasters, as well as being able to get solar and wind options into that system. I think also how eminent domain laws affect our ability to build transmission lines. That's very controversial right now because you have a lot of wind being produced in other states. Companies are wanting to build power lines across Missouri that don't necessarily serve Missouri customers but serve other customers. And I think that's something that is always going to be an issue for the legislature as long as we're talking about trying to get power from one place to another.
Well, James, you obviously have a lot on your plate. I'm sorry we don't have more time this morning. Maybe we can bring you back again a little bit later on down the road. So this has been the League of Women Voters, Making Democracy Work. We appreciate your listening. And if you would like to listen to this or any other of our recordings, you can access those at ksmu.org.